Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalayim Sochem Daf Samach Gimel, and we're starting about the fourth line with the words Amrab Yirmiyah and Vilenser's daf. It's right at the top of Nun Gimel Amud Beis. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shama Should Have an Aliyah. So we're discussing the difference between Psul Guf and Psul Machshir. When a carbon has Psul Guf, it's burned right away. But when it has Psul Machshir, an external Psul which prevents the hechsher of the carbon. For example, if the owner died, then it needs Iber Tzura. We let it stay overnight. The meat becomes nicer, and then it's burned. Now Rabbi Yechon and Breik and Mishnah holds even Psul Machshir is burned right away. And the Gemara brought shitas from Nehemiah, who holds the same. Where does this come from? This is important because we're going to be continuing with this. So we know that on the eighth day of the Miluim, the inauguration of the Mishkan, three Seirim were brought. According to everyone, at least one of the Seirim, the one of Rosh Chodesh, was burned instead of eaten, and Moshe Rabbeinu got upset, asking them why they didn't eat it. And Nehemiah understands that it's because of Aninos. The Pasuk by Meister Sheni tells us that an Oinein, one whose close relative died that day, is not allowed to eat Meister Sheni, and based off of a drasha we learn from there to other Kodshim, and since Nadav and Avihu died that day of the Miluim, and Aaron and his other sons were Oinein, they didn't eat from the Chatos. Now this is just a Psol Machshir being an Oinein, and nonetheless it was burned right away. So I think Mara tells us, Amar Yirmiyah, Yirmiyah says, Afar B'yase Glili T'chavasoin, even Rabbi Yase Glili holds like them, namely that when we have Psol Machshir, it's burned right away and we don't wait. The Tinyan Taman, we have Mishnah over there, Masechas Vachim, and the development of the Raya is pretty long. So the Mishnah tells us as follows, Chatos Shekibol Dama B'shnei Kaisais, we have a carbon Chatos that its blood was caught in two cups, not just in one, but in two. And Yata Echad Mehen L'chutz, one of them was brought outside the Azara, and that's obviously a Psol, no problem, Hapnimi Kasher, the one which is still inside, it's still in Azara, it's kosher to be sprinkled, and the carbon's not possible. However, Nichas Echad Mehen Lefnim, let's say one of them was brought inside, it was brought inside the Heichol or the Kodesh, and it's not allowed to be brought there either. So Rabbi Yisrael Glili Machshir B'chitzon, Rabbi Yisrael Glili still allows the one which is outside, meaning the one that's still in Azara, to be used for sprinkling, and the carbon chatas is fine, whereas the Chom Paisle and the Chom Paisle. Now Rabbi Yisrael Glili explains himself, Umam B'makam Shamachshava Paiseles, just like in a situation where the kind simply has Machshava, that Paisle's the entire carbon. What's this referring to? Bachot. If he has a thought he's going to do Zrikas Adam outside the Azara, that completely passes the carbon. But nonetheless, when the blood was brought outside the Azara, Lesser Ba'am Shur Kiyotze wouldn't treat the blood, which is remaining inside the Azara, as if it was brought outside. And everyone agrees to this case, as we just mentioned, that if there's still some blood in the Azara, even though some of it was brought out, the carbon's still kosher. Well, Makam She'en Machshava Paiseles, in a case where having a Machshava is not going to pass the carbon, namely, Bifnim, inside the Heichal in the Kodesh, if the Kohen thought, you know what, I'm going to do Zrikas Adam of this Chatos inside the Kodesh, that doesn't pass the carbon. Shouldn't we say for sure that whatever blood is left in the Azara and wasn't brought inside the Heichal should be able to be sprinkled? And that's what Rabbi Yisrael Glili Svaro. The Mishnah continues, Nichnas L'chaper, let's say all the blood was brought inside the Heichal and he intends to be Mechaper with it, meaning he intends to sprinkle it. Afal Pi Shaloi Kiper, even though he didn't actually sprinkle it, Pasul, the whole carbon's Pasul, the Rabbi Lezer's Rabbi Lezer Shita, whereas Rabbi Shimon says, Ad She'chaper, it's only Pasul if he actually sprinkled the blood inside the Heichal, whereas Rabbi Yudaimer, he says, Im Hichnas Shoigeg, Kasher. If this blood was brought inside the Heichal, B'Shoigeg, because he thought that it was one of the Chatois HaPnimiyos, one of the carbonis Chatos, that the blood has to be sprinkled in the Heichal, and that's why he brought it inside, so the carbon's Kasher, because that's considered a real Shoigeg. We then you call Dom Sulin, all down which is Pasul. For example, it was Lan, it stayed overnight, or it was Yoitze, it was brought outside the Azara, Shnosol Gam Mizbech, if it was sprinkled on Mizbech, Loi Hirtza Atzitz. There is no Ritzo Atzitz, El Al Tomei, except if it's Tomei. As we already know, Shatzitz Miratz Al Tomei, Ve'in Miratz Al Yoitze, the Tzitz is only Miratz for Dom which is Tomei, and not if it was brought outside the Azara. Now here's a Raya. Amar Blazer Blazer says as follows, Tedelcha you should know, Shu Psol Machshir, Rabbi Yisrael Glili, that according to Rabbi Yisrael Glili, that which is brought inside the Heichal is considered a Psol Machshir. How do we know this? Shari Chaveri Bevachot, Vu Kosher, because the other part of the blood is still outside, which means it's still in the Azara and it's Kosher. This is referring to the case where there's two cups of Dam, one of them was brought inside the Heichal. Rabbi Yisrael Glili up above had said that since there's a cup of blood that's still in the Azara, it's Kosher to be sprinkled. Now, if bringing the blood inside the Heichal is a Psol Aguf, the other cup would be Pasol. And how do we see from here? The Rabbi Yisrael Glili holds like Nechemi Rebrecha and Breika, then we have a Psol Machshir, it's burned right away. Well, because going back to the Miluim, when Moshe Rabbeinu got upset about the Chatas, which was burned, instead of being eaten, what did he say? Pay attention to the words, because we're bringing them up in the Gemara. Hein lo yehuva es dama al kodesh penima. Its blood wasn't brought into the Kodesh. Now, that's mashma, that if the blood was brought into the Kodesh, then it makes sense that the carbon was burned and not eaten. Now, as we just explained, the blood being brought into the Kodesh, into the Heichal, is only Psol Machshir. And so clearly, Rabbi Yisrael Glili holds, like Nechemi Rebrecha and Breika, that even when we just have Psol Machshir, the blood is burned right away. Now, what about Shitas Rabbanon? So Teilecha, you should know, Shu Psol Guf, that really blood being brought into the Heichal is a Psol Guf, Kerabbanon, according to Rabbanon, how is this? Sherehu Mechitzasai, because the other half of the blood, again, this is still talking about when we have two cups, it's in its Mechitza, it's in the Azara, Vupasol. And nonetheless, they hold, as we said before, that it's possible to be sprinkled. Now, what's their Machloik is based off of? So Rabbanon Darshan, the Rabbanon Darshan, the Pasuk that we just quoted, the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu got upset is Mipnei Shaloi Nechas Mixes Dam B'lefnim, because even some of the blood wasn't brought inside the Heichal. And that's what the Pasuk says, Achel Toich Loi Maisa, it should be eaten. Mashma, ha'im nechaz mixes dam lefinim. If part of the blood was brought inside the heichal, yafa asisim shesiraftem, it's good that you burned it. Let's just read the whole pasuk inside. Moshe Rabbeinu told them, hein lo yuhuvas dam al kodesh penima, its blood wasn't brought into the kodesh. Achol teich lo yisab al kodesh, it should be eaten inside the kodesh. So their drasha is, the reason why it should be eaten is because none of the blood was brought in the kodesh. But if some of the blood was brought in the kodesh, then it shouldn't be eaten. And getting what the samach gimel based on the top, a further clarification of why Rabbi Yisagli argues, that's because Rabbi Yisagli darash, Rabbi Yisagli darash is the same pasuk, then b'nei shloi nechnas kol dam lefnim achol teich lo yisab. It's only because all the blood wasn't brought into the heichal, that's when it's allowed to be eaten. Ha'im nechnas kol dam lefnim, but if all the blood was brought inside, yafas asisim shesraftem, so then it is good that you burned it. Now, further discussing this, my time of the Rabbanon, what's the source of the Rabbanon that they hold that even if just some of the blood of a carbon chatos was brought inside the kodesh, that passes the whole thing? That's because we have another pasuk that tells us, v'chol chatos asher yuva midama, any chatos that its blood is brought into the oil ma'id, l'chaper ba'kodesh, it should be burned. Now, what's their drasha? Afilu miktas dama, even if some of the blood is brought inside, that passes it. Because again, what's the lashon of the pasuk? Asher yuva midama, from some of the blood. So even just some of the blood was brought inside, that passes it. And obviously the question is, ma'atim Rabbi Yisai Glili? So what's Rabbi Yisai Glili svara? That only if all the blood is brought inside, that passes it. But if some of the blood is brought inside, that doesn't passel. That's because he's basing himself off the pasuk of Moshe Rabbeinu and the 8th day of the Miluim, which said, hein lo yuhuva es dama el kodesh penima, that its blood wasn't brought into the kodesh, and the lashon of es dama is mashma, all of the blood, not just some of it. Now we have to add into the gears of the following words, Mamakai Rabbi Yisai Glili midama. So what does Rabbi Yisai Glili do with their abundance pasuk of midama, which is mashma that even just some of the blood being brought to the kodesh passels? And the answer is kadal tani. It's like it was taught in a brayso. Rabbi Yisai Glili says, ain't kol inyan as a medaber el b'par man esrafin b'seir man esrafin. That this whole inyan, this whole pasuk that the chaum brought of a chol chatas hashiyuv midama oil ma'il charpa kodesh, that's talking about par man esrafin b'seir man esrafin, which are also called chatois hapnimiyos. In other words, is actually referring to a chatos, which its dam is supposed to be brought inside the heichal in the kodesh and sprinkled over there. And so what's the pasuk telling us? It's teaching us there's a loisase to eat it, and to teach us that if they become pasul, that it's burned in the besabira. This referring to, as we just said, the special chatos, that their blood is brought inside the heichal and sprinkled over there. These karbanos are not eaten at all, and actually the meat is burned outside of the three machnos, outside the three camps, and that's what the pasuk is emphasizing, says Rabbi Yisai Glili, teaching us that there's a loisase to eat this meat, and also, if for whatever reason they became pasul, so then the animal is not burned outside the three machnos, it's burned the beis habira, it's burned inside the beis hamikdash, and that's all the pasuk is referring to. So Amalai Chum told him, if that's really true, then minay lechatos she'im nechas midam lefnim teipsula. Then how do you know it's just a regular carbon chatos, that if its blood is brought inside the heichal, inside the kodesh, that it's pasul? Now pay attention to the girsa change. Amar Lahem, he told them, take out the word loy min hadain krayot from the following pasuk, which we've already brought multiple times. Hein as dama al kodesh penima, the Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron, its blood wasn't brought inside the kodesh, so why did you burn it and not eat it? And what's the diak from here? Ha'eno eimer midama, it doesn't say from its blood, ella kol dama, it says the word as dama, mashma, all of its blood, and therefore we see that only if all the blood of karma chatos is brought inside is a pasul, but if only some of it's brought inside, it's not pasul. And tshuva Rabbi Kiva, shahayo eimer midama v'lo kol dama, this is a great response to Rabbi Kiva, who's the chacham over here, who holds the word midama from the other pasuk, tells us that even just some of the blood is brought inside that apostles. Rabbi Yisai Glili has a great explanation how that's not the way to understand it, supporting his own shita that it's only if all the blood is brought inside that that apostles. We're going to stop here for the day. I pick up tomorrow with Halacha Yod. Continue to discuss what's done with part of a Karm Pesach that becomes apostle. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.